And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it is around 55 degrees under overcast skies. And joining me in the studio, I have a few folks from SECA, which is the Southeast Alaska Aviation Association. And the Alaska Panhandle Fly-In is coming up tomorrow. It's the third annual, and we'll hear a little bit about that. Jeannie Frank is here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Also with Francois Bacchus.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. And Kevin Knox. Welcome
Hello.
To Morning Edition. Well, let's talk a little bit first about what SECA is, the Southeast Alaska Aviation Association. You're all members. You all fly. And what does the association do? What's its purpose? Francois.
Our purpose is to promote safe aviation in an environment with just protecting the interest of aviation in Southeast, and also specifically in Sitka. You know, it's a fantastic community with this great flying. A lot of people are not necessarily involved in the flying or even know that there's so much flying going on because it's such a unique thing to our environment and where we are. And we just want to open it up to the public and say, hey, come on out. We do have airplanes actually at our airport other than the airlines that come in and out of here. And we want to make that a thing where we can involve the public and say, come enjoy it with us, go up in the air, and see what it looks like from the aviation perspective.
How long has SECA been around?
Since 2011.
So it is a new organization.
And actually it was rejoined because years and years ago, we used to have an aviation association way before my time. So really, we're the second generation.
You're trying to revive that sort of a sense of community and camaraderie out of flying those small planes that I hear every morning take off from in front of my house.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to bring the public in, but it's also a great opportunity for those of us who are already involved with aviation in some way or another, either as private pilots or commercial pilots, to kind of come together. You know, gives a chance to, you know, talk. You know, what we call hangar talk, or like Francois said, you know, talking about safety and other things like that. It's a perfect venue for us to get together.
And you know, when I think about critical transportation in this neck of the woods, I think about the small planes and I think about boats. And well, it's obvious to me that there are a lot of pilots and there are a lot of folks with boats, and you need that. But you folks were telling me earlier that you feel like there's decreasing awareness of the importance of the small planes. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, for those of us that were around in the 70s here in Sitka, you can remember the airport being packed with a lot more airplanes there over there in general aviation parking. And then the float ramp used to have quite a few more planes on it. And Sitka Air and Ken Bellows used to have a couple of airplanes always parked around his float dock. And, you know, there was quite a bit more activity, you know, either at the airport or in the channel. And, you know, over the years, it's kind of decreased. And it's a general trend with general aviation. But there's, you know, lots and lots of opportunity around here for people to be able to, you know, not only go to like Forest Service cabins or travel to some of the smaller communities that are harder to access by boat sometimes, like, you know, going up to Tanaki or
flying into Cake and that
Cake
sort of thing.
Or Angoon or something like that, just for a short trip. Mm-hmm. You know, that it's essential that those airplanes can get out there.
Well, the Panhandle Fly-In, which is happening tomorrow, third annual, is that part of your mission to increase visibility, awareness, and camaraderie?
Yeah, absolutely. Excuse me. And what we want to do with that is just, like I said, you know, just involve the public. Say, hey, we have airplanes. They do fly. They are not just tied up on the ramp there. Sometimes you'll drive by the airport, see the airplanes, and you wonder, do these things ever move? They actually do. And what we want to do is, like I said, like Kevin said, yeah, just involve the public and keep aviation alive because it's an essential part of what we have as a dynamic here in Sitka and in Southeast. And, you know, we are not commercial operators, and I want to make that clear. That becomes pretty thick and convoluted when you get into that aspect of it. We have a couple of commercial operators on the field here who can do that for hire, and we are not for hire. We are there just for public awareness. We are not competing with the commercial operators. They are there for business. They fly under a whole different set of regulations and oversight from the FAA. But what we want to do is say, hey, we do fly, you know, and for our own purposes, whether it be a Costco run or a flight seeing trip with friends or family or something like that, we are here, and we want to fly around and just enjoy it from that perspective.
Yeah. And for the fly-in tomorrow, you know, being able to share in that joy and you know, the spectacular of being able to fly around this neck of the woods is, you know, something that we all really enjoy. And be able to be afforded this one day a year where we can get out there and, you know, share it with everybody. The FAA is very generous in giving us that.
Well, let's talk about what's happening tomorrow. What's on schedule?
Well, one of the things is I really want to be able to have a little kid grow up and go, this is what I want to do when I grow up. Trying to influence them to become aviators. It doesn't matter if they're mechanics or pilots or something, just to keep it going. Hopefully they'll see how fun it is. And so tomorrow we are going to have intro flights, local flights, and we have about 7 airplanes and quite a few pilots to take people up, 10 to 15 minutes, and it's going to be $20 a seat. And we will actually have a Super Cub and a Husky, which is just one extra seat in the pilot, so that is a $50 per person trip. If anyone is interested in ever going up in a Super Cub or a Husky.
The Super Cub and the Husky are kind of the quintessential Alaska bush planes, so if you know people don't know exactly what those are, it's the one that has the tail wheel in the back, and they're little, and you know they get in and out of places really small and short, and they fly pretty slow, and it's a fabulous experience to go up in one.
So we'll have that. You'll have the local flights. What else?
Barbecue. We actually have a Crack Corn Ticers barbecue truck that's going to be out there offering lunches. And then
we'll have a bunch of classic cars there, like as in years past, and then a few airplanes there sitting for people to look into, too.
Oh, yeah, the Coast Guard helicopter is going to be on display. You can come out and meet their crew. And other airplanes that are not going to be doing the local flights will be on display, amphibious, some kit airplane, just quite a lot to see. And that's going to happen, you know, rain or shine, we will be at the airport. And I know last year, even in the dumping rain, when we weren't able to do flights on Saturday, we had 649 people come through the Guardian hangar over there, which was a great time for everybody, even though it did rain. So don't, even if it's raining, come on out anyway.
What are the hours? And it's at the Guardian hangar, and what are the hours people can stop by?
We're going to open the doors at 9 a.m. Okay. And through 3 p.m., so 6 hours, come on in. And if it is raining, you can be in the hangar. You'll be out of the rain and look at the airplanes. And
we're keeping our fingers crossed for no rain. Yeah.
Well, because then at 3:30.
At 3:30, we have the flower bomb drop.
And I get to get rid of the Flying Pig Award.
Well, she's hoping to get rid of the Flying Pig Award. And the Flying Pig Award, if I may say so, is a fantastically beautiful flying pig that Jeannie has proudly been displaying in her private residence behind locked doors or something. It's the kind of the award that we give whoever has the worst drop. Let me just explain this. The flower bag drop is little paper bags with flour in it, and not flowers, you know, cooking flour, kitchen flour. And there's an orange streamer to it. So you fly out. We have a target on the ground that you try to hit or get to it as close as possible to it. And you drop your bag, and closest to the target, of course, gets the prize, which is a keg of beer donated to us by Baranoff Brewing Company. Thank you very much. And then the furthest away gets the flying pig.
Best effort.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And rules with the competition are you can go no lower than 300 feet above the ground, fly no lower than 300 feet above the ground, has to be straight and level flight, No slower than 75 knots.
So no cheating by the Super Cubs.
No cheating. No strange acrobatics to try and make sure the flour bag gets hits the keg. And it's a great, this is what bush pilots did. This is what we're trying to practice. Bush pilots dropping off supplies out in the middle of nowhere. So this is what we're trying to get up with. I guess I was never a great bush pilot, but I'm trying.
Well, and then the Civil Air Patrol is going to be part of tomorrow's activities, right? They weren't there last year, I don't recall.
They always participate at some level. They actually help us with the crowd management stuff at the hangar and during the static display stuff. And then they do a lot of the measurements for the flower bomb. And this year it sounds like they are going to do a run at the flower bomb drop as well. It's actually part of their training to be able to drop supplies to people or dye markers in water or other places when they do search and rescue. So this is a perfect opportunity for them to try out their skills too.
Yeah, they have been very helpful in past and very instrumental in making these events a success. And the cadets are just so enthusiastic about that. We love having them around. They help to prepare for the event, you know, early in the morning, get the place all set up and whatnot. And afterwards, they are there till the last minute cleaning up and making sure everything is taken care of. And, of course, under the watchful eyes of Commander Mike Bills and Andy Quakendall there. So we do appreciate them and are very happy and fortunate to have them
absolutely
available. Yeah.
Well, we're running out of time, but can we talk just a bit about SEAC's vision for the future? Are you hoping to bring more people, more young people especially, into the fold of personal flying?
Absolutely.
You know, because the Civil Air Patrol, they do education. They help bring young people up. But do you have any other hopes and dreams?
I would love to see more younger people, and the Civil Air Patrol is a good one to get them interested. And I have personally seen two young kids go and get their pilot's license, which is wonderful. I waited till, you know, started at 29, and that was only by seeing a book of my older brother's. It was an airplane instruction book when I was 29. And so to be able to have these young kids actually come and get to fly in a plane, I'm hoping that will get them started on the thought of aviation a lot earlier than what I did.
Yeah. And it would be, one of the dreams of the group would be to, you know, help put together or organize maybe a flying club or something like that in Sitka. There aren't a lot of resources here for people to learn how to fly. There aren't, you know, rental airplanes or airplanes that are available for just, you know, anybody to go out and fly, and you have to either own the airplane or be in a partnership with one.
Yeah, and with that said, we're slowly but surely working in the direction of getting more instructors available to help facilitate in that. And even if you don't plan to necessarily get your license, that you can go up on an introductory flight. And we're also working towards potentially getting a flying club going to make an airplane available, to make it more affordable and something more, to have a little more, to provide a little more access to it and say, hey, here's an airplane. You don't have to own it. You don't necessarily have to become a career pilot to be able to do this kind of thing. So we definitely, it's a thing that we certainly want to see the public and or young people get involved in and make it available to them.
So tomorrow might be a good opportunity for folks who are interested in this to speak with SEAC members.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone, for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And good luck, everyone, tomorrow.
We don't need luck. We have skill.
Well, I have been speaking with members of SEACA, Southeast Alaska Aviation Association, Jeannie Frank, Francois Bacchus, and Kevin Knox. The fly-in is happening tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., with the flower drop at 3:30 Guardian Hangar.